KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't know what to expect from the Texans defense without JJ. I think it might benefit Whitney Mercilus a little bit because now maybe he plays more of that roaming role that Clowney did when Watt was out.
Yeah.
And he's having a great year. But to me, it still comes down to if you can stop Fournette and the Jags, other than DJ Chark, the Jags have some problems at receiver. Your secondary's bad, but I think he can hang in there.
It's a clear pitching advantage to the Nationals tonight. Now, like you said, if Max Scherzer goes out there and he cuts one loose and suddenly he can't turn his head, to me it switches instantly to the Astros have a pitching advantage. Because if Max Scherzer gives you one or two innings and then it's Patrick Corbin or Anibal Sanchez, I'd rather have Greinke than any of those guys.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes your message, he'll read it. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Put your comments in the comments section. And we'll be happy to check those out as well. Missed the first 2 hours. A lot of baseball today.
Lots.
Because there's a game seven tonight.
Lots of action.
All right, are you a bad person if you hope
yes.
that you...
Oh, me.
Well, I'm not asking you. This is a hypothetical.
Gotcha.
Are you a bad person if after about three pitches you're hoping that you hear Max Scherzer go...
I mean, you're a big Astros fan, certainly.
I'm not one of those who is like, I hope he's okay and... You know, you get to see his best because you want to beat his best. It's funny because it's totally opposite.
You want to win.
It's opposite of, like, you always make fun of me because I said if I win a bracelet, I want to beat Phil Helmuth or somebody like that. I want to beat the best and to get a bracelet. But when it comes to teams, I don't care. I'd be happy if four guys blew out their arm in the first four pitches when they went out there and the Astros won.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, at this point, you just want to win.
Yeah.
You'd hate to see somebody get, like, seriously hurt.
No, I mean, I just want him hurt for, so he can't pitch the rest of the series.
I think we asked for, you should hope that he...
That's okay. I mean, I don't want him breaking permanently.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, would I like to see a game going into the ninth inning 1-1? Yeah. I mean, I think that'd be pretty badass. But I don't really care how it gets done.
Yeah, win or lose, I'd like to see some drama.
Yeah, which we haven't had. Yeah, but with the exception of game one. And then last night, which was not even...
Yeah, that wasn't game
the kind
drama.
Of drama you're
no,
looking
no.
for.
No, I mean, I want it to come down. I want it, I want Jose Altuve to come up with a runner on third and two outs in a tie game in the ninth.
Yeah.
Something like that. And, have him knock it off the wall in the Crawford boxes and the run scores and everybody celebrates and you're all happy. But I don't think that's going to happen. I have a bad feeling about tonight's game. And Stephen was asking about... You can comment on sports map articles. No, we have it set up where like you can comment on the Facebook page, but don't. I mean, you can comment all you want. I don't read them. We're working on, and I've mentioned this before. We're working on a place where you'll be able to comment on all the sports map stuff, all the stuff we say on air. We're going to go away from the text line. It's going to give people who aren't on social media an opportunity to. Because I like having the text line for people who aren't on social media, and so that's where we're evolving into something. And so there'll be a live chat, all kinds of cool stuff, probably by the end of the year. But I hope it gets rid of some of the trash on the text line, but keeps the good people.
Okay,
that's the plan. So, and if you're the trash, you know who you are. Yeah, so
seems harsh, but okay.
No, they know who they are. They do it intentionally. So 713-780-ESPN. Hey, can we look at the? Can we talk a little betting? Because I actually got my picks in today.
Okay.
I'm feeling really good this week after two really awful weeks. And I'm bad. And
I mean, that's good. If you feel good after bad weeks, that's, I mean.
Yeah, well, I kind of went back to some of my, well, I went back to some of my basics.
Okay.
And I feel good about. So, including the fact that, I mean, it's automatic to play against UMass and Akron, right?
They're both, I'm fading them both on my card today, but I did get early numbers. So, although the number with Akron hasn't changed.
No.
But I got minus 21 with Liberty, and I think it's up to 23 now.
23 and a half.
Okay.
I still feel good about that. You know, do you know what, here's a pop quiz for you. Combined record against the spread for UMass and Akron.
One and the rest.
Yeah, they've had one cover.
And it's because they played each other. Exactly. One of them had to cover.
Exactly. Well, I guess they could have pushed.
I guess
that would have made it perfect. But yeah, that's it. So neither team is covered against anybody else.
Yeah, and the number against Bowling Green is really bad. Don't get me wrong. That's a bad team. But they've won a couple they beat Toledo, who's, you know, as far as MAC teams can go are concerned, that's a respectable MAC team. Bowling Green beat them at Toledo. I can't imagine they're going to lose to Akron. That is, I mean, Akron is a dumpster fire. Akron lost to UMass.
Yeah. And then Hawaii at home is only a 2-point favorite against Fresno. And Fresno's been giving up a bunch of big plays. Hawaii's got the best passing offense in the conference.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on that either.
I am liking Hawaii. So those are the three that I've locked in on. And I'm looking at several others, but kind of curious where you are.
I don't even know if I'm going to put out a package on pregame this week. Because I'm super busy. I'm flying across the world tomorrow.
Yeah.
So my subscribers, the people who subscribe to my picks, get everything right when it comes out instead of Saturday. And when I do these packages, I'm not putting plays in them that are numbers that you won't be able to get anymore.
Right.
So the only people that get those are my subscribers, and basically all the numbers I want to bet are already gone. So they got them.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know that how much I'm putting out, because the one number that I liked and has gone the other way was I liked Boston College against Syracuse, and I took it at 3. I think it's moved up to 4. Not that it much matters to me. They're plus 3. I like Boston College and anything with a plus. My favorite play this week was the Florida Georgia under.
Yeah.
And I took it at 47.
What's it at now?
I think it's at like 42 and a half. I can't tell people to play that at 42 and a half.
Yeah.
And then I like West Virginia against Baylor against West Virginia, and I played that at 17, and I think that's on the rise. So
yeah, my package is up from today. Because I know we're going to be traveling, and I'm probably not going to be able to do Saturday games. And also, just FYI for those of you who bet the Breeders' Cup, if I have Wi-Fi on the plane and I can handicap on the way, I will have a story posted and I'll have some picks on pregame. If I can't, I'm just not going to do it this year because I'm not planning on working once I get there. We're going to have fun. That's the plan. But a couple other games just that I'll be monitoring and may jump on. I know Memphis didn't cover last week, but I think this is where SMU's run comes to an end at Memphis. And Memphis is another team. The home road cover splits have been ridiculous. And it's 6 now. Liked it better at 3. It's one of those, if you could have got it at 3. But I feel pretty good about Memphis there. And the other team that, you know, let me down recently.
The only thing that scares me about Memphis is they haven't played anybody.
Well, they played...
They played Ole Miss at the beginning of the season, which we thought was a game. And it turns out that wasn't a game.
Yeah, well, SMU, you know, you got TCU, but that's about it. And they should have lost here. That one, I don't like the number at 6. I liked it at 3, so I'm keeping an eye on that. And Oklahoma State is down to 2.5. That's a number I like. It opened 5.5 against TCU.
Okay.
It's at Oklahoma State, so And I think there's a lot of TCU money early because of the Texas win. So
I might be fading Utah this week with Washington. I'm still kicking that one around a little bit, but that's my lean for sure is Washington. And I might be fading both those Pac-12 teams we talked about having a chance because USC gives them some matchup problems.
I've taken a long look at at USC, and I just couldn't quite pull the trigger.
The scary thing about USC is they're on like their 19th running back. So they're the most one-dimensional offense you're going to find. And, you know, Oregon, the way to beat them is to throw on them. But if they say, well, we don't have to worry about stopping the run, maybe they're able to stop it. I don't know.
Ted says, if the Astros lose tonight, is it because JJ wasn't a big enough sacrifice? Well, you know.
That's what it would have to be.
They've tried sacrificing him before, and almost every year. So,
and a couple of people asking me about the Georgia game, which that's one game that I didn't get a good number on. I waited, and I thought maybe the number would stick around, and it went from 3 to 6.5.
I don't have on Georgia.
I was going to be on Georgia. It's 6.5. I'm not. Honestly, at 7, I might consider a Florida bet.
Well, it's moved a lot. If it moves outside of 7, yeah, I would definitely take Florida.
But I have that under ticket, so I think it's a low scoring. I said the other day, I think it's a rock fight game. I think it's hard for me to give that many points.
I mean, Washington getting 3.5 at home, I might be on that one too. That one's up from 1.
Yeah, that's the Utah game.
Yeah. And and you mentioned USC.
Those are games that I might end up teasing. You know, like Georgia, if it's 6.5, now I can tease them down to a half point. That's interesting to me. USC, which is, I think, at 4.5, you can tease it through the 7 and the 10. That's a good tease piece to me.
Another game that I've didn't make my card, but I looked at for a long time was Kansas +6 at home against Kansas State.
I don't think that's crazy.
Kansas State coming off the OU game.
Yeah.
And you know where you can bet all these.
Tell me.
MyBookie.ag, whether it's any of the college, whether it's NFL. Obviously, you got NFL tomorrow night. You got baseball tonight if you want to bet on that. It's all right there on MyBookie. I was talking about the Breeders' Cup. They've got all of that on there as well. So go to MyBookie.ag. And if you're ready to go, put some money in there. They're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000. You just got to use promo code radio, and you'll get that exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. And, guys, they have all kinds of bonus opportunities for you. All you have to do is click on it and check it out and use that promo code radio. And if you're already signed up, well, keep an eye on your email because they give you offers all the time for reload bonuses, for special event bonuses, you name it. And if you miss the start of a game, they even have you covered because they have the in-game wagering, which is a lot of fun. And a lot of times I like to do that, especially if the team I like gets behind early and I get better odds. It's all right there on MyBookie. And if you win, you get paid. Nobody pays out faster. Use promo code radio right now. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, get paid at MyBookie, promo code radio.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A lot of people were asking about the details on that Letterkenny show. I just retweeted a link to the Ticketmaster, but there's all kinds. You can go to Vivid Seats and StubHub and everybody. Not a big place, so it's going to sell out pretty quickly. It's at Cullen Theater on the UH campus.
Did you see that Jamal Adams had a press conference today?
I did not see that.
So Jamal Adams is apparently upset that the Jets were fielding calls about him.
See, it seems to me now, and I mean, just from what I've read, the Jets said they didn't want to trade him.
Right.
And a bunch of people called and made offers, and they just...
And what are they going to do, like hang up on you?
Well, it's kind of like... It's not as ridiculous as the DeAndre Hopkins rumor was.
No.
But, I mean, that's what you're saying. A guy's calling and... Somebody's calling and asking and saying, hey, what's it going to take? You tell him he's not for sale. It's like, well, what about three first-round picks?
Well, Jamal Adams took it very personally and said the Rams don't field calls on Aaron Donald. The Patriots don't field calls on Tom Brady. He said that's where I put
it. How do you know they don't?
I don't think you do know. And also...
Because with all those Brady rumors, you don't think that the Bears might have called or something and said, hey, just check in to see...
The other side of it is Aaron Donald's the best player in the world.
Yep.
Tom Brady's the best quarterback that's ever walked the planet Earth.
Oh, Jesus was pretty good.
You're not in that conversation. And I think Jamal Adams is good. But if you think it's crazy the Jets would check out what...
Well, the difference between the Rams and those guys is those teams don't suck. Those teams are still in the race. Those are their best players. You're not going to be sellers.
Do you want to know the Jets' record since they drafted Jamal Adams?
Sure, I'd love to hear it.
10 wins, 29 losses. Let's
see, 10, 29, carry the two. That's not good.
That's a little better than 25%.
Yeah, it's about what I've been picking the last 3 weeks.
Do you know how many times since Jamal Adams got drafted that the Jets haven't finished in last place in their division?
I'm going to say over under zero.
It's a push.
Oh, okay.
Although this year, because the Dolphins are so inept, it looks like they're on their way to a nice, solid third place finish.
Yeah, it could happen.
But they're only one game ahead of the Dolphins right now, so let's not go bleeping each other's bleeps just yet.
Don't they play this week?
Do they?
Yeah, I think they do.
Maybe they do. You can't pretend like it's absurd for them to even have a discussion. And honestly, if I'm the Jets... I would have had a discussion about everybody that's not named Sam Darnold, because Sam Darnold is what you believe your franchise quarterback. There's no way for you to get value back on him that's greater than what he gives you, because he's under contract for several years. But even him, hell, if somebody calls and acts crazy and they're like, hey, we'll give you three first rounders and so-and-so, throw in our solid backup quarterback. Oh, okay. You got a deal. I don't understand Jamal Adams having his feelings so hurt over this.
I think he's inflating his value a little bit. Didn't like seeing his name out there.
And by the way, I think he's the one, apparently, like Josina Anderson was the one who came out and said, Jamal Adams wants to go back, he wants to go play at home in Dallas. So, if you're gonna deny that, then... Say, I don't know where Josina Anderson got this from. Because you know why he won't do that? Because she probably has tape of him saying that he wants to do it. And then what?
Yeah.
It's a really weird play by Jamal Adams.
713-780-ESPN. And Yo Adrian asking me about some stuff from Breeders' Cup. Guys, I haven't even listened. Or I haven't even looked yet. And... If I do, I'll do it on the plane, but I only know the entries. I haven't really done no handicapping whatsoever, and I have to go through and look at the form. I have to go through and rewatch all the races. I've seen all the preps, but I need to go watch them all again. And with this Astros thing and with everything else that we have going on, I have not had time to do anything. So, like I said, hopefully on the plane on the way to London. I'll be able to get on there and do that because it's a 9-hour flight. So I should have time to handicap and watch all the races again. Bleed Blue says, when you need a shorter flight time, let me know. What does that mean, Bleed Blue?
That means he's trying to get you high, man.
Oh, I can do that.
Hey, Jerome just sent me a quote from AJ Hinch.
Yeah.
About the Trey Turner play that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And mind you, we've discussed the play didn't matter. If the play is if it becomes a factor, then maybe we hear a different story out of AJ Hinch. But this is what he said, given what happened. That one, I wish common sense prevails, because I actually side with Turner on this one, that I don't think he was getting in the way of anything. It was an errant throw. The process of trying to get it right, I think we can always sharpen.
In other words, that long-ass wait was unnecessary.
It was. And Hinch actually said that had they called him safe, he wasn't planning on complaining. He believed that it was an error and that he was apparently just fine with that. I mean, obviously not fine with it, but he understood what had happened. So the interference call came as a surprise to him.
Yeah, I think that's easy to say in hindsight.
Yeah, because you lost the game anyway.
Hey, the untold true crime drama of the NBA referee betting scandal Inside Game comes to theaters this Friday. Watch what happens to one of the best referees in the NBA when he starts betting on his own games and how hard he falls when the FBI finds out about it. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the premiere of Inside Game this Friday at AMC Gulf Point at 7:30 p.m. So at 6:30, we'll take caller 3 to 713-780-3776. You're going to win a pair of tickets to find out the real story behind NBA ref Tim Donaghy's strategy to make millions betting on his own games. Inside Game in theaters everywhere this Friday. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I'll clarify something. I may have time tomorrow to finish my Breeders' Cup stuff, and if I do, I'll have it posted before we get on the
Yeah!
Park. And one of the horses he asked about, I will definitely be playing against. So. Ooh. Well, I've been following the horse all year, and he's 9-5 in the sprint, and I will I'll be taking a shot against him. There's a couple other horses in there I really, really like, and I think the way the race shape sets up, it'll be a good chance to try to beat a 9-5 shot. You know me, if a horse is 9-5, I'm not going to have him. I'm going to be trying to beat him.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I've gotten notes on all of them, but I haven't gone back and done the last bit of research, which is punch in my numbers and watch all the races again. Mott says, how are Vegas calling this game tonight? The Astros are the favorite. But
yeah, Nationals are plus 135 or one, no, plus 125, I think, the last I saw.
And Astros were favored last night, too. In fact, I think they've been favored almost every game.
They have been favored every game.
So
they're plus 132.
So if you just flat bet the Nationals every game, you'd be up.
Yes.
Even if you lost tonight.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN.
Because I mean, some of these times they've been plus 165.
Yeah,
I mean,
170 one game.
And those are games that they won. So
I was looking at some of the NFL games on Sunday. Texans are a 1-point favorite now over the Jags, down from 3.
I mean, it sounds about right. I think it's a pick 'em game. And it's a game that I'm probably not investing in because the Texans burned me last week.
I'm probably passing on this, but I think I might play the over in this game. I think with some of the problems the Texans have on defense, the Jags should be able to score some points. And the last game was just such a slugfest, and you know how often these things flip flop the second time around. I do think the Texans will be able to score.
The only thing that makes it scary is, like you said, Deshaun Watson against the Jags has been not good. And you can say it's I think it's a Jalen Ramsey thing, but it could be a scheme thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they could just have a good solution for him.
And, you know, if you kind of take each game individually, well, one of them was him coming off the bench in his very first game.
Yeah.
One of them was him taking a bus to Jacksonville after he had a collapsed lung.
Well, now he's going to have the pirate game where he's got an eye patch on.
Yeah, that's probably true. But, and the whole London thing kind of scares me with this team because they've never done it.
Yeah. I do think there is an advantage to the Jags. I know it's not a real home field, but there are legit Jags fans in London, apparently.
Yeah, I guess we'll meet them.
because they've done it, I think they do have a bit of an edge with the travel.
I'm tempted to take the Redskins plus 9.5 against your Bills.
I wouldn't blame you. I'd prefer 10.
Yeah, but like that's what it opened at. I'm probably, even though they burned me last week, I'm taking Panther against Titan.
Okay.
It's 3.5 right now. I'm hoping it gets down to 3 because it's been moving all the way. Eagles minus 5 against Bears. I'm really tempted to take Eagles here.
I am too. That seems super square, but.
Yeah. Viking plus 2.5 at Chiefs. I don't care if it's Mahomes or more. I'm taking the Vikings.
I like the Vikings too.
Dalvin Cook against that defense.
Exactly.
And Jets minus 3 at Dolphins. Game of the year. If you take a side, you have to take the Jets, right?
I don't know. I don't think I want to give points on the road with the Jets.
Yeah,
I think if I took a side, I would take the Dolphins.
Okay. Well, if I took a side, which I'm not, it would be the
Jets. I'm definitely not.
Steelers Colts now a pick 'em. It got up to Colts favored briefly, and now it's back to pick 'em.
Feels like it should be a pick 'em anyway.
Yeah, I probably lean Steeler, but I don't love it. Raiders minus 2 at home against the Lions.
I like the Raiders.
Kind of like the Raiders too. The Seahawks minus 5.5 against the Buccaneers.
I feel like it's a sucker play. Certainly a sucker play because I'm thinking, oh, Seahawks at home. The Bucks are really awful. And I've said all along, I think the Seahawks are really overrated. I still feel like this is a good number for them. I mean, anything less than 6, it feels like value.
It opened at 6, and I would just say
I'm not running anywhere to bet on the Seahawks, but there's no way I could bet the Bucks.
Well, the Bucks basically got robbed last week's game on the fumble. That should have been a touchdown that gives them the win. And
they also had 3 turnovers again.
And that's the thing. If you, at some point, if Jameis Winston has a non-turnover game, they not only cover, they win. I mean, I think these teams are that close. But
Tampa has maybe the worst pass defense in the whole world. Maybe the Falcons do.
I've seen the Falcons. Come on, man.
But
they're like an instant fantasy start against, even if it's Gardner Minshew.
Russell Wilson is going to, and they don't get pressure. I mean, it's just it's a bad matchup for the Bucs.
Yeah, I'm not playing it, but I can't play the Seahawks for the reasons I mentioned before. Browns minus 3 at Bronco.
I kind of like the Browns, although I feel like there's a lot of pressure on the Browns right now. And
implode real fast on them.
If they collapse under. But new quarterback. The only thing I don't like about the Browns is the way this number's moved. And it goes from Broncos minus 1.5 to plus 3. Which tells me
Joe Flacco can't be worth that much.
That's what I'm saying. I think Joe Flacco might be worth 2 points. You're telling me he's worth 4.5. That makes me want to play Broncos. I don't want to bet the Broncos, but I think if I were going to, that's where I'd be. That's another game where it's my biggest bet of the weekend is the under in the Browns Broncos game, but I got it at 43.
Yeah, it's 39 now.
So I can't really recommend it now.
Chargers plus 3.5 against the Packers. Another one I'm staying away from.
Yeah,
I mean, everything tells me take the Chargers here, but yeah, I think that's going to be a Packer home game.
Packers have been, I mean, they've been proving me wrong. Yeah. And the fact that this number is pushing towards the Chargers makes it feel fishy.
Hasn't every line the Packers have had this year felt fishy?
Yep. And it's burned me before. Yeah. Remember that Lions game in Lambeau? And it was like a 3.5-point spread. And you're like, so you're just telling me the Lions are better, huh? Okay. And then I got suckered.
Yeah, well. Patriots minus 3.5 against the Ravens.
I like the Ravens a lot this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not in the habit of betting against the Patriots.
It's especially probably
with that
wise.
Small of a number.
Yeah.
And Cowboys minus 7 at Giants on Monday night. I might actually, depending on how things go, I might actually take Giant here.
Okay.
I do think they're better than the first time around. I think they've got something with Daniel Jones.
I do too.
And
I think it's going to be a different game, certainly.
And the Cowboys, man, when they go on the road.
What's the total you're showing right now?
The total is, 48.
Yeah, I might like the over in that, too.
Yeah.
Because the Giants, whatever's going to happen, they're still going to suck on defense.
Right.
I like the over with the Lions game last week, Lions-Giants. I think I like the over there, too.
All right. There's your NFL.
Oh, Fred. It's almost time.
Did I not get my deaths?
We didn't do deaths today. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah. We're pregaming the Astros in the next segment.
Okay.
We're giving final thoughts before we send it off to Minute Maid.
Even though we've given 2.5 hours
worth of thoughts. Well, that was on you. I wanted you to not talk Astros at all until the last 15 minutes.
No, you kept bringing him back up over and over.
I was just bringing up one play. That was separate.
And you did 30 minutes on that play, I might add. So this is not on me. This is totally on you.
By the way, did you notice the moment last night when they put Devinsky in? Is that basically just waving a white flag?
Well, I basically stopped watching once it was 5-2 because I knew it was over.
They've given up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's.
You can't put Devinsky in. Like, he should be an emergency situation or if you're up 9-1.
I mean, I still had it on, but I wasn't really paying attention at that point because I knew it was over and just looking ahead to game 7, which is what we'll do again when we come back. But right now, what am I telling them about? Oh, okay. Well, one thing I'll be taking with me over to England, Harry's Razors. And, guys, human beings have been shaving for 5,000 years. And from flint tools to shark teeth to your big old Bowie knife, the whole thing, it's simple. Sharp, durable blades. And Harry's doesn't add gimmicky features to their razors. They focus on the qualities that actually matter, and they never upcharge you. And they got a great offer just for you guys. 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. You just have to use code FAOUR at harrys.com. I love Harry's. I love the convenience of them showing up right in my mailbox. I love the price. They're just $2 per blade for replacements. And I love the quality. And you can get all of that. And if you don't love it, just let them know. You'll get a full refund. So that whole $3 that you're spending, you can get it back. They've got an amazing offer just for you guys. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That's a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One final segment to go.
And then the sports match.
That's right. Game 7. Hope everybody enjoys it responsibly. And hopefully there's something to celebrate at the end. I am not confident going into this game. I've been saying it all day. The way the pitching lines up, better for the Nationals. I can't get my head around the fact that, the Astros, there's no way they can lose 4 home games in a row.
We haven't done it all year.
Well, at this point, you only need to lose 1 home game in a row. Yep. You know, the other 3 don't matter because they've already happened. And, you know, I don't have a good feeling about this game from an Astros perspective. And that's not going to spoil what's been a really good season. And a really exciting season. You'd like to close it out, but the other guys give scholarships too, as Coach used to say.
I was just looking at some of the predictions from the USA Today baseball staff. Bob Nightingale says 4-3 Astros in 10.
Oh, really?
Jose Altuve walk-off.
Okay.
Gabe Lacroix.
Lacroix? I don't know. I've never heard of him.
Astros 8, Nationals 7.
Okay.
Scott Boeck, Astros 5, Nats 3.
Boy, everybody thinks we're going to have a good game tonight. I don't know why. We haven't had one the whole series.
Steve Gardner, Astros 10, Nationals 8. Jesse Yamtov.
Go get him, Jesse.
Nationals 3, Astros 1.
So that seems like a more realistic score to me than 10-8 and some of this other stuff that they're throwing out there.
Jesse points out the Nationals are 9-0 in games started by Scherzer and Strasburg in the postseason. That's pretty wild. I mean, that's kind of what we would have expected out of Cole and Verlander going into these playoffs.
Like I said, if they wind up losing this series, it's going to go back to game one where Cole lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's it. It's that simple. If Cole wins both of his starts, the series is already over. And, you know, it didn't help that the Nationals had two guys that are hard to beat, too. It's just their two hard-to-beat guys have been great, and the second hard-to-beat guy for the Astros hasn't.
Yep.
It's been okay. But, yeah, I don't know what Max Scherzer is going to show up tonight. And I hope they get to him early because they damn sure don't score any runs late anymore,
right,
especially at home. It's just like every game has the same feel to it. I kind of feel like if they're down 3-2 in the fifth, it's over. And so I hope they're up like 5-0 after two, and then I'll take my chances.
Yeah.
Then I'll like it. I'll like their chances. And I think Greinke will pitch okay tonight. And I think if it's a close game, we'll see Gerrit Cole, I suspect, and probably Urquidy. So it all comes down to whether or not you hit and whether or not you get clutch hits and whether or not you carry your bat down to first base with you if you do get a home
right.
run. And, yeah, I just think, yeah, it's fun that it all comes down to this. I just hope it's entertaining and exciting and happy for everybody in the end.
Yep.
That's really all the preview I have.
I mean, it'd be really cool if they win. It'd be really kind of a bummer if they don't. But at the end, we've said this all along. You can't look at this season as a failure if you don't win the World Series. It's very difficult to do.
Well, especially since you just won one. It would be worse if you were the Indians.
Yes.
And you lost to the Cubs that year.
Dude, I mean, that's heartbreak.
Who knows when you're getting back? And, you know, this one, you got one in your back pocket. So it'd be great to get another one. Then you can start getting into the conversation about how good is this team. But if not, then remember how 2017, how awesome that was.
And yep.
Just a hint, that's kind of my if they lose column.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's basically like it just
there's already
you,
a trophy here.
It just tells you how special that season was.
Yeah.
And so I hope you guys never get to read that column. Because I've got one that's going to go into the trash and one that's going to go on the site as soon as the game's over.
Like a real pro.
Yeah, well, we do what we can.
I like it.
Yeah. And we've got some videos too, win or lose. So I'm pretty sure most of you aren't going to want to read any of it if they lose.
No.
Or watch any of it. That's just how it goes. So from a website perspective, it would be much better for me if the Astros win.
Agreed.
In terms of page views and in terms of...
I mean, it'd be better for us on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and it'd be fun to recap that and then head off to jolly old England.
Jolly old.
The closer we get to that, the more excited I get for that trip.
Aren't you glad we're not flying tomorrow? Or that the World Series Game 7 isn't tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be...
That would have sucked.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly. Like, if it had been tonight that we were flying out.
Right.
That would have sucked. But, no, I mean, I'm really excited about it. I'm a little anxious because I've never been on a plane for that long. Like, the longest flight I've ever been was a flight we were going to Calgary, and we had to go around a bunch of storms, and it took, like, 6 hours. So... But that was in first class, too, so
right.
I was drunk the whole time. So it didn't really matter. I was like, oh, Taylor, keep going. Go as long as you want. Hey, we're good.
Hoser.
Yeah, go on around that other storm up there. What the hell? So, yeah, I mean, but so I always get a little antsy about stuff like that, which is why I haven't taken trips like this. But I'm sure it'll be fine. And I can't wait to get there. And got a pub crawl when we get there. And
yeah.
it's gonna be awesome. And going to try to take some actual time away from...
Work.
Yeah. Which,
by the way, Friday's show, Mike Meltzer will be filling in. Some of you may know Mike Meltzer from other radio stations. And he'll be in here with Craig Koshkin, a former champion of our Rock the Mic game.
Yeah, it'd be good to have Meltzer on the station. I know he's done some stuff I think he's done some stuff here, just not in this slot.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap it up.
All right, that'll do.
The game is next, so stick around for that. Patrick Creighton afterwards. Hopefully he'll have a happy show for you.
If not, he'll yell a lot.
Yeah.
Ah, it's so hard. So hard to see this happen.
At least they're not Mets fans.
All right. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.